perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and I just want to remind you that you can visit our website, patchworkheart.org, and that will have a lot of links about our ministry and our radio program and all the many things that we have coming up in our ministry and growing. We really want to thank each and every one of you, our supporters and listeners, for helping us continue to grow our mission. It is so important and wonderful that you are a part of it. I want to reintroduce Moira Noonan, my guest for today. She was on last week as well, but Moira was raised as a cultural Catholic and began an apprenticeship in New Age practices and ideas as a college student. Over a 25-year time frame, she worked in religious science ministry as psychic, counselor, and therapist. She became certified and developed expertise in such areas as hypnotherapy, past life regression, neuro-linguistic practicing, master Reiki healer, New Age minister, crystals, clairvoyance, yoga, other occult practices, and through a series of powerful conversion experiences in 1993, she returned to the Catholic Church. She's now a popular speaker in the Christian community and witnessing and evangelizing, explaining the deeper meanings and influences of the New Age movement. She has many different books out. Her latest is Spiritual Deceptions, a Comprehensive Guide to Discernment through Ave Maria Center in Toronto. And Moira, welcome back to the program. Thank you so much for being here, and look forward to talking with you again today.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Moira, I just want to ask you a little bit about some of the things that you see today in the culture that are so pervasive when it comes to the New Age movement. What are some of the dangerous practices that people can get swept away in, like you got swept away in?
Okay. Well, one of the first ways I got swept away would be in practicing, you know, meditation, such as Zen Buddhism, which now the big thing is another form of Buddhist meditation being practiced everywhere. It's called mindfulness meditation. So, I mean, they're even offering it at the university, and they're calling it Mindfulness Institute or Mindfulness Training. I saw it in a family magazine, and it says practice, you know, for your stress or whatever, practice your mindfulness is awareness, they call it. So, and you get a life coach to train you in all of this. So, it's like... It's really crazy, but here in California, they at least tell you that it's coming right out of a Buddhist monastery. Wrap you around a mindfulness at the Buddhist monastery, but most people don't even realize that it's a form of Buddhist meditation out of Burma originally. It's called Vipassana meditation, and it was originally formed so that people would do a practice of meditation to go beyond the rational, to go beyond rational mind, and to go into a mind of lucidness. So it's almost like putting yourself in a trance state, such as hypnosis and that kind of, or certain forms of, or in a Zen Buddhist style where you stare at the wall until the wall disappears, that kind of thing. Stare at each other, Tibetan Buddhism, you stare at each other until you both disappear. These are all things that are mind control meditations, and St. Paul tells us quite clearly to put on the mind of Christ. He doesn't tell us to go and erase what's in your mind. You don't need to erase what's in your mind through, you know, TM, Transcendental Meditation, or any of these kinds of ways. He says to put on the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit met everybody in Scripture, wherever when we read Scripture, where they were at. They didn't have to, you know, do all these things to be met by God. God ate dinner with the sinners and helped convert them. I converted them right on the spot, Jesus did. I mean, we have a different kind of faith. We're Christians. We're set apart. We're not supposed to practice the pagan practices.
Right.
In the Bible. And people think, well, oh, this is cool. It's at my local YMCA or senior citizen center or whatever. Even now it's the schools. They offer it to, when you stressed out parents, drop your kids off at public schools, come on in for a mindfulness training before you leave. Or yoga, come on in for a yoga. It's offered in physical education. It's PE classes now for kindergartners. I mean, what kind of yoga? Where does yoga come from? What's the roots of yoga? Well, you know, yoga is part of the Hindu religion. It's a system. Yoga means one with God. That's what it means in Sanskrit. That's the name of yoga. It's a noun, one with God.
Sure.
Yogi is somebody who's, they believe they became one with God already, and that they have control over their being, their self through different chakras, through the different practices of yoga practice, yoga postures. Sometimes they don't call it practice, they call it postures. And one of the main, according to Swami Vishnu Devananda, who was the one who wrote the Encyclopedia on Yoga in India, one of the main masters of yoga, he says that one of the main purposes of yoga is to gain occult power.
Wow.
Over yourself, and to attain union with the deity or universal spirit. Well, who's that? You know, we have the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So if we want to start getting into universal energy, life flow, meditations, asanas, practices, and all these things, where is that leading your soul? How much farther are you going from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who walked this earth? Actually came here, and he said, when I leave you, I'm not going to leave you orphan. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. Well, if you're busy looking for God in all the wrong places and getting the Spirit of somewhere else, you're not going to be looking for the Holy Spirit, which can never deceive you. That's why the Catholic Church teaches, you know, we have the Bible study, we have the Word of God, we have this, we have that, because, you know, the infallibility of the teachings, because the Holy Spirit's leading us. That's why we're getting led correctly if we surrender to the Holy Spirit. But if you're using all these other things for, you know, enlightenment, stress relaxation, for getting control of your mind, that's not even scriptural. That's not the Judeo-Christian teaching or the teaching of Jesus. And where are we at then? What are we
right.
leading ourselves into?
Yeah.
We're leading ourselves into spiritual deceptions, which is why we wrote the book called Spiritual Deceptions.
Exactly. And so, Myra, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, you know, okay, so what is there are people out there using this for social connection, right? There's a lot of people out there using this for social connection. As you kind of mentioned, hey, you know, come in and, you know, if during, you know, the public school, you know, you're kind of stressed out, your stressed out parents will come meet other people who are like you and maybe stressed out too, and you're going to meet your other kids' friends. And I want to, so you use it as a social connection. And then, you know, that's part of the deception, is that you get, you know, sucked in through, okay, well, this is kind of, you know, harmless. I mean, a lot of people out there believe, really, truly deep in their soul, believe that this stuff is just harmless and it's not going to affect them spiritually, because they're doing it just for so-called fun or so-called, you know, for a social connection. And they're not delving into the real deeply into the spirituality of it. But is there still a danger for those people who are just toying with it on that surface level?
Well, there really is, and especially we have a whole chapter in the book on alternative healing, because that's a big issue with Reiki and all of that. Well, they did it with, you know, okay, it's okay. My physical therapist did it, or whoever, massage therapist. Let me just read you the quotes of the endorser on the back of the book, Father Peter Coughlin, who's also a PhD doctor, Peter Coughlin, National Director for the Charismatic Renewal of Canada, which is a large country. He said, so many people, clergy and lay people, do not recognize the deception of New Age practices and can easily fall victim as they look for alternative forms of spirituality, enlightenment, or good health. He says, this book's done a great service for the church in unmasking the devil and revealing the truth. People really need to be aware of the many ways the devil seeks to lead people astray from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here's Father Dr. Joseph, which is Josip Blažević in Europe, Croatia. He's considered a PhD. He has a PhD on New Age and is a Vatican expert. The Vatican News asks him all the time to clarify these things. Here's what he writes on the back of the book and endorsing the book. This book describes the most widespread spiritual deceptions in the West. Neo-paganism, occultism, human potential movement, radical ecological and feminist movements, yoga, transcendental meditation, some forms of martial arts, labyrinth, enneagram, discrete with its number of pages, lustrous with its great number of terms and names, because we have a whole dictionary in the book, and it's like a little mini encyclopedia as well. Confirmed by its clear positions, the book is an inexorable guide for discerning modern spirituality to all who are interested in the truth. The Vatican document on Jesus Christ, the bearer of the water of life, a Christian reflection on the New Age, starts out with right out of Scripture, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So we think because our culture changes that God changes with us. That's the biggest deception. St. Paul says, do not be deceived. It makes it very clear, do not be deceived by the culture of the time, by being in the culture you're in today. The cover of the book shows people following each other where they think they're following each other into the light. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get enlightened. And then all of a sudden they get to the edge of the cliff and they keep following because they don't see it. They're so deceived they don't see it. Like you said, it's insidious. And they fall right into a sea, a red sea, which is, perdition. So they're falling into perdition by not paying attention to the truth. And it's the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that will lead us to the truth, not human spirit and not fallen away demonic spirit, fallen away angels. Because people think, you know what, that can never happen. Well, why not? What did happen when, St. Michael, it was very, very clear in Scripture and in Catechism that he was in charge of removing one-third of the angels who were rebellious. They rebelled, the spirit of rebellion. What did they rebel from? From the first commandment, honoring God. They wanted to be their own gods. And all of these things are deceptions to make people, like I was in the New Age, to make people decide to be their own God. So people think, well, okay, they fell. They fell from grace. Yeah, but they didn't lose their properties. That's what people keep forgetting. And young people especially always ask me, whenever I speak in parishes or young adult retreats, Theology on Tap, or even confirmation retreats, they always ask me, well, what is it with these, what is demons? What does that mean, these fallen angels? And I say, well, they did not lose their properties. Like your guardian angel and St. Michael and the archangels, they have the properties of the, they have knowledge. They have free will. They have a high intellect. Because they fell from grace didn't mean they lost their properties. They can now use them for evil at a high level.
Yeah.
You can't outsmart them.
No, you're not going to outsmart an angelic being.
That's where, right, and the media is, somehow the media knows this, and because there's so much in video games and in movies, whether it's just a deception of reincarnation, which is a complete heresy, that you're really only born once, the Bible says, or whether it's in, the video games and, calling different angels, fighting each angel, good angels fighting good angels or evil angels. I mean, it's a reverse of morality now. They have, they'll show, good versus good or evil versus good, evil versus evil. They're trying to confuse the minds.
Yes.
And they're doing a good job of it, and they call it the dark side. And kids are fascinated with the dark side.
Yes.
Very fascinated.
Exactly. Moira, we just have to take that short break. I think you're spot on, and I want to come back and talk with you a little bit about how we get people out of this when they're deeply in it. I know we talked a little bit about that last episode, but there's so much more to talk about, even with the number of different things that you can get wrapped up in. So I have to take that short break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. This is Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder talking with Moira Noonan all about the dangers of the New Age and occult movements out there, right back after this message.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org. St. Therese of Lisieux's Little Way of the Cross, written by Victoria Clarizo and designed by Just Love Prince, is a beautiful prayer booklet that helps you pray the Stations of the Cross. Use these reflections to meditate on the great love and mercy that Jesus had for us as He journeyed to Calvary. The Little Way of the Cross includes gems from Scripture, the writings of St. Therese, and the words of Jesus from the imagination and prayer of the author. Go to justloveprince.com to get your copy today.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered: How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
Hi everybody, Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
For nearly 500 years, the people of Mexico have taken advantage of a promise made by the Queen of Heaven. In the year 1531, Our Lady appeared to a humble Aztec Indian and revealed herself to be the mother of the one true God. Telling Saint Juan Diego that she desired a temple to be built in her honor, she promised that she would help all those who appealed to her motherly love and protection. To seal this promise, our Blessed Mother left an image of herself that has been miraculously preserved and can be seen by all who visit the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Our Lady is not a liar. For nearly five centuries, millions of people from throughout Mexico have made pilgrimages to the shrine, either seeking Our Lady's help or thanking her for a petition granted. Today, more than ever, she is ready to help you or any of her children who seek her assistance. To learn more about how you can visit this remarkable shrine and bring your own petitions to Our Blessed Mother, please visit vivaguadalupe.org.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond, everybody. I'm Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond. And on today's episode, we are talking with Moira Noonan. She is a Catholic speaker and author, and she also is a revert and reverted to the Catholic faith after a long period, about 25 years, in the occult and New Age movements in the and really achieved levels of practice in those different cult in those different religions and things that very few people have attained that level of. And now she's out of it, returned to the Catholic Church, and really has an incredible perspective to be able to enlighten people about this danger that so many people are sucked into. And so, Mario, we were talking a little bit about this during the break, but I kind of want to ask you, when there is somebody that's wrapped up in this, a young person, an older person that's wrapped up in a cult practice or in a New Age practice, and they might not even recognize her in it, how do you begin as a person of faith to steer them in the right direction and get them back, oriented to Christ and out of that practice? Because it's so difficult, right?
Well, that's why that it is. It's very, very much so. We have a whole chapter in my latest book called Spiritual Deceptions, really it has a whole section on discerning, especially the media. For young people, I have a chapter in here called Chapter 9, Doorway to the Occult, Popular Culture, Media, and Youth, because the media really is a doorway to the occult, and if you look at it, they even call it the dark side, so they know what they're doing. And one of the ways that especially a lot of young people get sucked in is through the video games. And, one of my good friends used to have four teenage sons, or one was in, or two were in college and two were still in high school. And they turned their whole, their main living room into, they had four different computers, these four boys, and they had them on, four young men, and they had them on four different sides of the walls. So if you walk in their main room, their main living room area, all around their fireplace and everything were their video games. And they're all playing different games to different people and, around the world they were playing some of their games, sometimes to each other, but they had different partners they played with. And, it's not like cards, like their parents were probably raised playing cards and stuff, and they were all talking and enjoying each other's company. These guys really didn't talk to each other. They were busy gaming. And, when you take a look at many of the incidences of shootings that have been going on all over the world, not just in America, and whether it's a movie theater in Colorado or a high school in Florida or a summer camp in Denmark, take a look all over the world. When you take a look at the young people that were doing it, every one of them was a gamer. Every one of them was gaming dark side games, too. So there's many occult games. And that's something that, the parents can kind of take a look at, or their friends can care about with each other. And it's not just games. You can look and see what kind of games are you playing. We list a whole bunch of them. Kabbalah, Serial Killer, even Dungeons and Dragons, which was really popular in college before, Devil Summoner, Assassin's Creed, Donnie's Inferno. There's a bunch of games. Darksiders is one of them. There's a bunch of TV shows too, and that people are fascinated with. Was it show Chris Angel or something? That did all the psychic phenomena. I mean, also. A lot of the movies and stuff, people think, like girls especially. I was in Europe speaking to, in high schools in Europe, and some of those girls didn't really even speak English, but I had an interpreter, a translator, and they were all laughing because they were talking about them. They were all fascinated with the vampire, all that vampire shows, the guy that subtracts a vampire who sucks the blood out of the girls, the virgin girls. He doesn't have sex with them, he just sucks their blood, So I guess it's okay because he's not having sex with them, right? No, it's not. He's still invading their boundaries and having, sucking on their blood. I mean, really, what's fascinating to them, and these are Catholics, this is a Catholic high school I was speaking at, and in one of the places I was talking to. Not all the countries had that, but, I mean, they were very aware. And the girls were all laughing because that was all part of their world. The guys were busy with other things. They were not interested in that show. Or in America, the big one wasn't just Vampire, it was the other one, let me remember it. Oh, yeah. The girls that are doing the three, they had three or four girls that are doing a the witchcraft stuff.
Right.
But he kind of shows his show witchcraft. I forgot the name of it. You can look it up. But basically, what are they learning? They're learning rituals. They're being indoctrinated to occult rituals. What do those rituals have? They're not just a game. They're not just a joke. They actually have real incantations and casting spells that are from professional witches. Because Hollywood's very professional. And I tell people that because I was a former Hollywood executive. I used to work for a Hollywood movie producer. So Hollywood's very professional. If you're going to make a movie on The Exorcist, an exorcism, you're going to hire a Roman Catholic priest who's an exorcist, which the Vatican exorcist did consult on the Hollywood movies and then on an exorcist, the movie The Exorcist. If you're going to make a movie about Harry Potter and anything to do with TV shows or anything to do with witchcraft, you have to hire a professional witch. Hollywood's impartial, but very professional. You know?
Yeah.
You're going to make a movie with the mafia, you're going to consult the mafia.
I mean, yeah. That's how
you
do
it. They are very professional, and they have to be. And it's good that they are. But people don't, the young people especially don't realize that while they're watching this stuff or getting indoctrinated into it, they're actually learning real stuff. They're not learning fake stuff. None of it's fake.
Of course.
Only, you know, sleight of hand maybe, but, you know.
Right.
I mean.
Right. There's a big difference.
They are advanced occultists.
Right.
And that's.
There's big differences.
Don't see anything wrong with that because it's not a religion. It's Hollywood.
Right.
It's to make money. And so people, especially young Catholic Christians, are naive to the fact that there really may be evil out there and that the evil is based on the whole hierarchy of demonology, which they're learning, unfortunately, through video games instead of learning through the church, which could teach them the dangers of demonology or books or some other kinds of things to learn about it. That's why we put the book together, Spiritual Deceptions, and I hope everybody gets a copy if you can. It's really important, and I have spoken at, you know, Newman centers,
exactly,
universities, retreat centers, you name it,
yeah.
And would be happy to come in person and answer questions. We have a whole chapter in the book just on questions because so many people have a lot of questions, and so they really want to get them answered. So frequently posed questions by readers. We have a whole chapter on spiritual warfare because a lot of people feel that battle of the soul, like Ephesians 6:12 tells us, our battle is not against human flesh, but against spiritual forces in regions above. So St. Paul tells us quite clearly, even the Catechism tells us, the beginning of the Catholic Catechism of the Catholic Church, that as baptized Christians, we are in battle, and we will be till the end of time. So helping to know how to deal with the battle is really helpful. And this book has a whole section on that with prayers of protection for the family, for each other, how to discern and how to protect. So it's really helpful. And
yeah.
I think you're going to put a copy of it up on the website so people
yep.
can see what the book looks like and,
yes,
and that they can order it. Spirit,
exactly.
Spirit Daily. .com or .org is, or Amazon.com. I think Spirit Daily is better price, so go there. It's going to be best there.
Awesome. Moira, I just want to thank you so much for your time. I wish I had more to talk to you, but I really, really, really appreciate you being here and talking with us because there's so much that's going on. And just remind listeners real quick what your website is so that they can find you.
Okay. BattleForSouls.org. BattleForSouls.org. There's a lot of information up on the website as well. And look forward to speaking with you again. We can cover alternative energy healing next time, which was really an important area. And more on the yoga, because it's a lot of people get mixed up with this through yoga and through alternative energy healing.
Exactly. We'll definitely have you back, Moira. Thank you again so much. This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.